On the limestone bluffs above Turtle Creek in Dallas stands the only public theater designed by Frank Lloyd Wright and built during his lifetime. The Kalita Humphreys Theater, named for a Texas actress, opened in December of 1959, just months after Wright's death. The sculptural building is part of the Dallas Theater Center. The theater exudes Wright's skill and imagination. The lobby's low ceiling, prevalent in the architect's work, contrast with the explosion of space inside the auditorium. Wright laid out the theater on a diamond-shaped grid with no 90-degree corners. That strict geometry creates angular forms that contrast with three massive concrete cylinders that house the main stage and two side stages. Yet the theater is intimate. 450 seats line up in rows on the angled grid, which meets the rounded stage at the stage apron. The largest concrete cylinder is notched to form the proscenium, the area between the curtain and the orchestra. The upper portion forms a circular fly loft. The original building incorporated the latest technology, a winch system for flying scenery, and a solid-state dimming system for the lights. The smaller concrete cylinders support floating cantilevered terraces, which add lightness to the massive structure. Wright designed ramps that curl around the core of these cylinders for transporting sets from the basement, but his notion of the dignity in human labor was lost on the actors, who were expected to push the sets up the ramps and onto the stage. An elevator was added. Despite subsequent modifications, the Kalita Humphreys Theater in Dallas remains a monument to Wright's genius and to the principles of his organic architecture, in which a building springs naturally from its site as if shining in nature's footlights.